KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There's been mixed reaction to a proposal to change the policy direction of investment programs in the ICT sector. Communications and Digital Technologies Minister Solly Malatsi announced that government will ease the 30% triple BEE requirement. The draft policy has been gazetted for public comment. It's widely thought the move could pave the way for Elon Musk's satellite internet service, Starlink, to enter the local market. The ATM's Zama Njona has called it a betrayal of black South Africans.
By rolling out the red carpet for Starlink and other American corporations, the ANCDA coalition is handing over our digital future to foreign hands, undermining local business and betraying the very people they saw to uplift. This is non-transformation. It is neo-colonialism dressed up as investment.
AfriForum's Ernst van Zyl.
Elon Musk's condemnation of the South African government for its race-obsessed laws has been a critical factor in this fight to close the internet access gap between rural and urban South Africa.
The DA's Jolofelo Bodlani has encouraged the public to share their views on the draft policy.
The historic lack of political will and failure to amend legislation has delayed our development. This has hindered access to the economy for many South Africans. We call on all South Africans to use this opportunity to make their views known.
The Higher Education Department and NSFAS say they're working around the clock to address funding challenges in the tertiary sector. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi reports.
On Friday, students from several institutions took to the street in Durban. It's over late payments on allowances and unresolved historical debts. Administrative delays like appeals were also raised. In a statement, both Department of Higher Education and NSFAS say they're exploring options to allocate additional resources to support students with appeals. Institutions are also being encouraged to assist students in resolving outstanding issues promptly. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In other news, Minister in the Presidency, Maropane Ramakgopa, says Africa Day marks a significant remembrance of the establishment of the African Union. The AU was originally founded on this day in 1963 as the Organization of African Unity. Ramakgopa was briefing the media at the third G20 Development Working Group meeting in Blito.
As the African continent and global community celebrate this wonderful day, we remember the founding of the Organization of African Unity, where 33 African governments joined hands to establish this organization to underscore the importance of solidarity and partnership in fostering development for our continent.
Clear skies across KZN tomorrow. Durban's a high of 24 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 23, Ladysmith, Moy River and Newcastle 22, Richards Bay 27, Ulundi 28, Margate 25, Kokstad 21 and 19 for the Berg. In Durban, morning sea swells reach a high of 2 metres tomorrow morning with sunrise at 22.7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.